Yeah, so basically we work on a process called cell senescence. And what this process is basically when a cell encounters any damage signal, could be oncogene, cancer-causing mutation, could be some kind of damage to its genome or epigenome, it will stop dividing. So anything that can stop the cells from dividing, you can think it's anti-cancer. So cell senescence is a very, very potent anti-cancer mechanism. However, this comes at a cost, and that cost which our body pays is aging. So we age because of this process. You can think about it as some kind of zombie cells that refuse to die, and then they keep secreting some of these proteins that we are chasing. And these proteins appear in the blood much, much earlier than, let's say, the full manifestation of the disease. So we are studying this process in COVID-19. We are studying this process in chronic kidney disease. And we recently had very good success in basically stratifying the patients based on the level of these proteins. We are very focused now on chronic kidney disease. The reason being, the senescent signal is strongest in chronic kidney disease.
And as this is such a major breakthrough in research, what impact will this have for people who are suffering from chronic kidney disease and severe COVID-19? And what impact will that have on the health services as well?
Yeah, so this is a great question because actually, if you look at the spend in the NHS, close to, I think, 1 billion to 2 billion is spent on dialysis, which is the major treatment for chronic kidney disease. So what we will be able to do is we will be able to now predict the trajectory of renal function. So let's say if you walk in clinic, there is no way a doctor can tell whether you're going to be on a stable or improving renal trajectory or whether you will be on a declining renal trajectory. So the power of senescence comes because these proteins are actually secreted much, much earlier than the full manifestation of the disease. We are in a very strong position to, based upon the levels of these proteins, chart whether you will be on declining renal function. So those patients are actually the ones who really need dialysis versus those who actually don't need dialysis. So I think this will be a massive, not only in terms of the health, but also in terms of the economic benefit. And then ultimately, actually, I think things like these will improve the backlogs in NHS and also save some really important amount of capital, which can be then deployed into other areas. Just for one comparison, majority of the Medicaid budget in U.S. is actually directed towards dialysis. It is so expensive that actually Medicaid has to step in to cover it. The private sector refuses, you know, to insure these people. So in terms of the economic benefits, there is a massive opportunity here for us.
And how do you think people will feel, people who have chronic kidney disease? What impact do you think this will have on them personally? People have been struggling for years and, you know, it's really tough. How do you think they will feel hearing this news?
I think, again, in terms of the current chronic kidney disease patients, it will be, I think it is reassuring for them to know that what kind of trajectory they will be on. And the fact that if you are predicted to be on a worsening renal trajectory, then the consultant can prioritize you. So they can actually benefit in a way that they know that they will get more attention than the normal patient should get. So I think long-term, because what we have found, we have published it already, so drug companies can actually just read that publication and try to develop drugs against those top hits, because they might also be contributing to the decline in the renal function. So not only in terms of early diagnosis, not only in terms of prognosis and then the fact that we can chart the renal trajectory, there is a massive opportunity for the drug companies to develop drugs against these proteins, and that will be a long-term goal of the laboratory as well.
Well, that's perfect. I don't have any further questions unless there's anything else you wanted to add.
I just wanted public to know that we are here working very, very hard on fixing a very big problem at the Personalized Medicine Center in the Ulster University's Medical School. And we are based in Osmagalvin. We would love the public to know more about these diseases and also the work, the high-end research that we do in Personalized Medicine Center. We are actually based in an institute called CTRIC in Osmagalvin Hospital, which is slightly off McGee campus,
mm-hmm.
but we are Derry-based. And yeah, we want to talk to public more and tell them more and get their opinion as well, you know, to what they want us to focus on in context of chronic kidney disease.
Mm-hmm.